96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. A new report takes the D.C. Department of Corrections to task over the treatment of female inmates. The report by the Washington Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs is highly critical of the system when it comes to women's health care, separation of mothers and children, sex abuse and harassment, just to name a few issues. What's behind this report about women behind bars? We are talking about it tonight. My guests are Carolyn Corwin. She is senior counsel with the law firm Covington & Burling, which helped research this report, and also LaShawna Thompson, a former inmate who spent more than a decade in the D.C. prison system. We are talking about this tonight. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. Certainly follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Carolyn and LaShawna, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
let's get right into the nitty gritty of this report, Carolyn. What is it about? Give me kind of an overview.
The report is an overview for the Washington Lawyers Committee. We prepared this to take a look at the issues that are confronting D.C. women who are incarcerated. Women in D.C. actually don't necessarily end up in prison in the district.
Mm-hmm.
They may well get sent to a faraway prison, and that is because there is a unique system that affects the District of Columbia, in which women in D.C. who are convicted in local court, D.C. Superior Court, of local crimes may get sent to a federal prison because of a unique situation, a statute that was passed 20 years ago that says individuals who are convicted in local courts of local crimes will be transferred to the federal system. This is an outgrowth of the D.C. financial crisis. It's an unusual situation that's not true for any other jurisdiction in the United States. We took a look at the situation of the D.C. women who go through the system. Some of them do end up in the Department of Corrections here in D.C., but others do get sent to distant federal prisons, some as far away as 1,000 miles.
Mm.
There are no federal prisons in D.C., Maryland, or Virginia. That means the women with longer sentences have to serve those sentences many, many miles away.
Mm. Interesting. I want to make sure that our listeners understand that there is a response from the D.C. Department of Corrections. I want to read it in part because the response is rather lengthy, to say the least, much like this report, which is pretty detailed. But the response from the D.C. Department of Corrections says a number of recommendations of the report are specific to federal institutions and programs under the purview of the Federal Bureau of Prisons and not the D.C. Department of Corrections, as you just mentioned. These challenges include conditions of confinement, maintaining contact with children and families, medical care, education, job training, and life skills programs, sexual abuse, harassment, and reentry. And as I said, there is a rather extensive response to this report. But that essentially lists some of the same things that are mentioned in this report. And I want to ask LaShawna, because you were in prison for how long?
18 years.
So suffice it to say, you have a rather intimate experience with the D.C. prison system. Is your experience paralleling with some of the criticisms that are in this report? Give me an example.
Definitely. The first one and the most important one I would say is the fact that I spent 8 years in Danbury, Connecticut. I had two young children when I became incarcerated at the age of 19. My daughter was 3 years old and my son was 10 months. So my family was caring for my children, but bringing them to Danbury, Connecticut was just an added hardship. So I was only able to see them about once a year. Mm-hmm. And that was mainly because at the time there was an organization, there was a D.C. community-based organization called Our Place D.C. that made those trips possible, where they afforded opportunities for families to be able to come up to those prisons. But other than that, you know, there's a chance that I might not have been able to see my children at all throughout that 8-year span of time.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women in the D.C. prison system and a new report that is critical of how women are treated, as well as the resources that are offered or not offered behind bars. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Carolyn, it could be argued, someone on the outside saying, well, this is prison. We know prison is not a pleasant place. And if you go, if you commit a crime, you get what you get. How do you separate that image of prison from the resources and the other issues that are outlined in this report?
We tried to make this report about a higher level kind of an issue, to look at issues that we thought were fundamental and that could be addressed. We certainly understand that prison is not a pleasant place. You don't get exactly what you want when you go behind bars. But we thought that there were some issues, such as what Lashana just described, and that is when you are in this federal prison system, you are a long way away from the district. What can we do about that? I think we all agree it's not a healthy situation for children to be separated from their mothers, who are normally their primary caretakers. Women entering prison, the majority of them are mothers, and the majority of those mothers are their primary caretakers of their minor children. It's not a healthy situation to send those mothers hundreds or even thousands of miles away. So we looked at that issue and said, what can we do to suggest the ways that the district could bring women back? Could we have women serve their sentences, more women serve their sentences in the district? Could we bring women back from federal prison earlier, before their release dates, and stay in a halfway house for a longer period of time? Could we encourage the Bureau of Prisons to place all the women from D.C. in, at least in West Virginia, for example, so that there could be these bus trips, which are now possible to West Virginia, only two times a year, but still we could increase that number. So we looked at a number of alternatives and tried to lay out some possibilities. Mm-hmm. The Department of Corrections here in D.C. is right that a lot of what we address in the report does relate to the federal prison system. We have comments on both systems, both the D.C. system and the federal system, as they apply to the D.C. women. But a lot of what we say, including the distance issue for women and relations with children and family, that relates to the federal prisons, which are much farther away from the district.
Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about women in the D.C. prison system. Let's go to Valencia, calling from Northwest D.C. Valencia, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Well, someone called me from their car and asked me to call in because my daughter is incarcerated in Carswell FMC, which is in Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas. And the way that she got out there, which is to me is in violation of the 1989 agreement that Marion Barry signed when they closed Lorton, was that no prisoner could be sent more than 500 miles away. Well, the way that the system, they got a chance to escape that was to say, okay, she's mentally ill. Carswell is the only federal medical center in the nation for women who have ongoing illnesses, debilitating medical illnesses, or mental illness. My daughter is paranoid schizophrenic, mm-hmm. and they sent her 1,700 miles away. So when the young lady spoke of how much it costs to go see your family members, it's astronomical. but the fact that because she has that 007, a lot of people don't know.
007? What is 007?
007 in the federal institution means that you're from D.C.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Either 016 for men sometimes and 007 or 007 for women.
Well, let me stop you there, Valencia, for a moment, because Carolyn, she mentioned a 1989 agreement under then Mayor Marion Barry. Does the 1997 control board act that you were speaking about, does that take precedence over that? Do you know about that? Can you briefly address that?
There is a memorandum of understanding, and I'm not sure whether it's the same for 1989 as 1997, but certainly when the 1997 regime came along that closed Lorton and put in the requirement that people who had longer sentences be transferred over to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, there was a memorandum of understanding. Unfortunately, it said the Federal Bureau of Prisons will try to keep people within 500 miles, and that means that they have the discretion to send people farther away. In particular, it's absolutely right that Carswell is the only federal medical center for women in the system. And one improvement would be, and we did not include this in our report, but it would be a good thing if the Federal Bureau of Prisons would establish a couple of other federal medical facilities for women so that not everyone has to go to Carswell. Carswell is more than 1,300 miles away.
Yeah.
And I certainly understand that nobody can afford to travel there, and you're completely cut off from family.
Valencia, thank you so much for your phone call and sharing with us.
The exact date right, but the facts are the same.
Okay, well, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about women in the D.C. prison system. If you have a comment or a question, please give us a call. New report out just last week that talks about many of the issues concerning women and the D.C. prison system. Aaron, calling from West Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening.
Hey.
I'm kind of upset with this.
Why is that?
Weren't their children considered? Weren't all these things put on a list before committing the crime? Was the victim considered? That's what happens when you choose to commit a crime. You shouldn't have options.
Interesting. LaShawna, you want to talk? Hold on, Aaron, because I brought that issue up earlier, but I would at least like LaShawna to address that, please.
I appreciate the opportunity to address that. The thing that I would say is that even though women in prison have been convicted of crimes, and obviously they should be punished for those crimes. I was never one of those people who complain about the time that I had, because I did some horrible things to get that time. But my children never committed any crimes. So it wasn't necessarily about me seeing my children, but my children seeing me. Children who have incarcerated mothers are more likely to be depressed, more likely to be drug addicted, more likely to suffer from mental health issues, and then themselves end up in prison, all because of the cycle of incarceration. And let's not forget the systemic and structural issues that our nation faces, where the majority of the people that we're speaking about are minorities and African Americans. So I just think it's important that we remember that the children that we're speaking of who should be able to see their parents and bond with their parents, see their mothers and bond with their mothers, they're actually innocent individuals who haven't committed any crimes.
Aaron, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the D.C. prison system, women in prison. There's a new report out last week from the Washington's Lawyer Committee for Civil Rights and Urban Affairs, critical of the system when it comes to women's health care, separation of mothers and children, sex abuse and harassment. We're going to get into all of that in just a few minutes. We're going to take a bit of a break, but I want to make sure that all of our listeners understand that we will continue to take your phone calls even after 7:30. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio.